rapid fire is Dennis. I know people are going to run out right after this. If you haven't received a handout, please email me. My email address is jacreoli@gmail.com. And thank you very much for attending our session. Keep in mind that if you have anything really interesting, we'd love to see it, especially for next year's session.
This is a project that is just getting started. Kirk Segalin gave me the idea in two sentences a couple of years ago, and I've had a real hard time getting in touch with him over the last 2 years, so I thought, well, it's time to move forward. The idea, this looks like pretty much any other on-screen keyboard you've ever seen, very early prototype. The idea of this is Morse code, and the reason we don't use Morse code is because you have to learn everything before you start. So Kirk came up with this notion that you don't necessarily have to learn everything before you start. Everything is color-coded for the switch that you need to press next. Now, I will slow things down so that you can see the operation. If I want to type an A, it's currently reddish. I'm not sure what color that is up there. That means push the DIT switch. And when I push DIT, it changes to blue, which means push the DA switch. When it turns black, it means just wait and it'll type. That means you've completed it. So if I speed up here a little bit again, I can do, there's a space, and now I can go shift. We'll be vain here. You can actually start typing Morse code with this instantly. And then, as you use it, you start learning those motor patterns. And what I've found, my Morse code, by the way, has become a much more fluent since I started playing with it. After you start learning the patterns, the only thing that slows you down is when it sends the character. And you can watch what you're typing, and out of the corner of your eye, see that display go from mostly gray. And gray means you can't get there from here. When it goes from gray back to color, that's time to move on. Now, my wife, who says, you know, you're the accessibility guy. If you're colorblind, you can't do this. And she's right. So the next version of it, this was the one to, can I even make it work? The next version, if it's a DAW, is also going to be bold and underlined. So it'll change the font as well as the color. So we're in the process right now of finding out whether or not you can learn Morse code this way if you've never done it before in your life. But this is one of those. This one, I know, is a good idea. Thank you.